I'm awake.
Happy hump day.
It is midweek, huh?
Have you seen that new commercial with the camel?
No.
You know those insurance commercials where it's like, how happy are people who save 15% or more on their insurance? Happier than a...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. You haven't seen the new camel one?
No.
It's hilarious. My kids are walking around yesterday. That's all they were doing. It's a camel walking around the office going, what day is it? Hey, Hank, what day is it, buddy? Huh? What day is it? Hey, what day is it? Hey, Sally, what day is it? And he's just walking around really excited. It's a real camel.
Just a camel.
And then finally somebody goes, it's hump day. It's hump day! What? Because he's a camel and he's excited because it's hump day.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. You should really check
that
out.
No, I don't need to watch it.
You should really watch TV more often. You should just sit there and watch TV until you see that commercial.
Yeah, I will.
It's really hilarious.
I'm gonna go home and do that right now.
Steve and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Wednesday. I'm excited. We got a big show today.
We do. We have some people.
Yeah, coming in. We got a great event going on. We get to share a great event going on called Cuts for Kids.
Ah, yes.
And we'll be talking with Kevin on Friday about Cuts for Kids, but a kickoff event. Going to be part of that at Legacy. You can find out more information a little later today.
All right.
Got some special guests coming in studio, Aaron and Stevie.
That's right.
Also, being Wednesday, it is Albuquerque Rescue Mission Day, so we'll be talking about the Albuquerque Rescue Mission this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And pray for Teresa. I'm praying that she's here today.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Yes.
We shall see.
We will end 9 o'clock hour. Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah, Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig going to be here throwing down for a STL, if you will.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
The one-hour call-in show centered around you if you'd like to get some questions in for Shock Therapy Live. Studio at mystaticradio.com. Well, I also have some games for you today. We got the brand-new record from... Archibald Archives.
Ooh.
We'll be giving that away today as well.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
So excited.
Are you?
I really am.
You had an apple this morning. This is the most energy I've seen you have all week.
Well, I feel like poo.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
silences
really
are destroying my world right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, they hate me.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. So I was proactive and been trying to take sinus meds and actually drink more water and
good.
Eat breakfast at a big old apple this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work.
We'll see.
Either I'm going to be yeah! Or come 6:23, I'm going to be
please don't do that.
I'll try not to. Kay. I'll try not to.
Good.
No promises. Yeah.
I feel like by saying try, you're not really going to.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
No,
we'll
promises.
See what happens.
You're really just not setting yourself up for anything. You're setting yourself up for failure. That's what you are.
Oh. True.
So I really think you need to make a commitment right here and right now. I think you need to make a commitment right here and right. I think you.
Bible
need to
says, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, Mitch.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Could be 20 minutes from now. Could be 42 minutes
from
now.
You're not just kidding. That's what the Bible says.
In 3 hours, I could crash. I have no idea.
That's what the Bible says.
No, I know. That's what it really says. I was just kidding about, being mean about it. Hey, I saw on your Instagram yesterday a video, and Robo Steve was, cleaning your rug. What happened?
Oh, I went to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I came back, and there may have been a few thunderstorms when I was gone.
Uh-huh.
My dog decided that was a brilliant place to relieve himself.
Yes!
All over my brand new rug! Are you freaking kidding me right now? I went home, and first, I was like, oh, no, ammonia, scrub, 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 scrub.
Right.
And when that dried and it still smelled exactly the same, I was like, are you okay? Well, I'm out of ideas.
Yeah.
And so I took to Facebook. I took to Twitter. I got a bunch of ideas.
You didn't go to Pinterest? Isn't that where all the girls go when they need help with something?
Yeah, I forgot about Pinterest.
Come on!
Anyway, so we borrowed a friend's, huge vacuum shampooing thing.
Okay.
And shampooed it.
Uh-huh.
It shampooed it. And
see what you did there.
And it dried. Didn't work.
Did you clean, the actual... place underneath the rug where it probably soaked through and was sitting there forever.
Yeah, I did
everything.
You sure
it's the rug and it's not just your home?
Yeah, because I took the rug
forever.
Out and my as you saw, I took the rug outside.
Yeah, it was outside.
And
it smelled outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was straight up bad news. So then when I took to Facebook and Twitter, we got a text from Robo Steve saying, hey, I have some of that animal cleaner stuff. Want it? And I said, yes, I do. And then he came over and he just started spraying the rug, which was outside. And
did it work?
The video, I don't know. It has to dry first.
So you left it outside to dry?
No, we left it outside for most of the night, and then we brought it back in fear of rain.
Ah.
Which didn't happen.
It didn't happen over on your side?
No.
Oh. It happened on the west side.
Nope, didn't. Didn't happen here.
It is so weird how you live so close yet so far.
Yeah.
Because the weather is completely different on the west side.
Yeah,
it's like a totally different little mini city.
Zero amount of rain.
We got slammed yesterday.
It must be nice.
Yeah. What
the heck?
It was pretty great.
Oh,
good. It was
good.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Maybe God just loves us more on the west side.
Probably.
That's what I'm guessing.
I'm thinking that's what it is.
We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. We're going to have some fun. We're going to play some games. We're going to give away some CDs. Coming up, we've got birthdays at 6:45. You can get your birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Fun for the whole family on Static Radio.
Welcome.
I'm really happy to be here.
Me too.
It is Wednesday.
It's midweek already.
I'm really, really stoked. Shout out to all our translator cities.
What?
Looks like we're back on in our translator cities. Our engineers are super amazing.
They totally are.
Jim, Ronnie, salute.
High five.
There you go. Got some shout-outs from different translator cities saying, yay! We're back on Hobbs, Alamogordo, Silver City, Gallup,
Cruces.
Las Cruces. We missed you guys.
We did.
If you missed us, too, you can tell us how much you missed us by commenting on our Facebook page or mystaticradio.com. There's a giant donate button because I'll tell you what, it ain't cheap rocking it on translator cities, girl. I'm still working on that one. That's my new song, though.
No, I like where you were going with
that. Yeah, New Music Tuesday. You got to catch it next Tuesday. It might be ready.
Okay, I think it will be.
Most likely not, to be honest. I'll try. I got a lot of things going on. I got things going on, Mitch.
Yeah, I know you're a busy guy, but for real, that was good.
Thank you. So, translator cities, shout out. We loved you. We missed you. We're glad you're back. We're glad to be back in your town. Unless, of course, you happen to live in one of the towns that we're not back on in which case you can't even hear us anyways, so
whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're listening online, in which case, I'm really sorry.
Hey, how's it going? That was mean.
I'm sorry. I just did that weird noise.
I didn't mean it. Sometimes I
say things early in the morning that I don't mean, because let's be honest.
Sometimes he doesn't think.
Early in the morning, you don't think about stuff like that.
Sometimes he just doesn't think.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even like a morning thing. That's just like a him thing. I'm sorry.
It is 6:30.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
A Budapest company has brought back vinyl from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
Although
I got a vinyl record
that it's not dead.
I was going to say, I bought a vinyl record from a birthday.
But they brought it back in the form of eyewear.
Oh, man.
Called Vinylize. The handmade glasses are I can't talk about it like that because we're non-com. To make the frames, old vinyl records are recycled and then carved into classic shapes.
Okay, like they're Buddy Holly glasses?
Yeah.
We really need some, like,
just like Buddy Holly.
No, I'm thinking more like the Shins. What else is the most hipster band in the universe?
Well, the Shins.
Yeah.
They are made by hand. So each model is unique. Each pair of eyewear also comes with a unique handmade case that's actually an old 7-inch vinyl single folded into half.
Hmm. So, if you listen to the Shins, you'll love the new vinyl eyewear.
I don't know. Okay, like the Shins were pretty hipster, but then they got all mainstream on us. And so now I don't know.
No, I don't care if 14 billion people are rocking them. They will always be that like indie underground hipster band.
They're not underground anymore, though.
Yeah.
Like, you hear them on the radio occasionally.
I know.
Like, why am I hearing Simple Song?
Whatever, you hear a ton of bands on static radio that no one knows of.
Truth.
Huh?
You're so hipster.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Whose baby is this?
I don't know.
Yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hipster.
Touche. I'm not hipster. It's called good programming.
Denial is the first step.
So what's the website I can get those glasses at? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I actually did buy a vinyl record for my birthday.
Yeah? Oh, is
and
that the one I saw?
Patiently in the mail every day.
You waited in the mail?
I waited in the mail. I did. I waited in the mail.
Every day.
Every day. And then they'd come in and be like, hey!
You'd be like, is it now?
Still no, not
okay,
here?
Okay.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Shut the door.
Yeah. So maybe not in the mail. That was a poor choice of words. I waited at the mailbox every day, and every day it was like, no! And then last week I realized, oh, crap, it was a pre-order, and the record actually didn't release.
Oh, my gosh.
Until this last week. Actually, it released yesterday. I got it. I got it in the mail a few days early. So I was excited. I missed Acceptance. We got to play some Acceptance coming up. That band is super missed. However...
Yeah, yep.
Christian, the guitar player, plays in Amberlin.
Oh.
Has for the last, like, what, decade now?
Yeah.
That, maybe not.
So it's a really old vinyl? Wait, I'm confused.
Well, 2006, I want to say 2005 was when the record came out, and they broke up shortly thereafter, and then Christian went on to, yeah, so like 7 years.
So wait, can you explain to me why it took so long to get the vinyl? I don't remember what it was.
Because they broke up and and so then this record label slash debunked band was like, hey, how can we pseudo make money right now, because we still have to pay off some gear.
One person will totally buy it. You
I did.
Yep.
Actually, by the time I got there was like the limited edition blue version, and then there's a limited edition white version, and then there's the normal version. I'm like, oh, I want this version. Oh, that one's already sold out. I'm gonna get this version then. Wow, that one's already sold out too. So
wow, maybe they only had like one.
Maybe. Yes. In which case, very rare vinyl.
Yeah.
It's really rare. So, anyways. Yeah, I don't know why. I usually honestly rock it still on my iPod or wherever, but
you
I have a record
to have
player.
The vinyl.
And I just wanted the vinyl.
That's how I felt when I walked into Urban Outfitters and I saw TLC. I was like, this is what I want on vinyl. Like, if there's anything I want on vinyl, it's this.
Wow.
Don't go.
Yeah, no, I know.
Waterfalls.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
That one.
Yeah. So, breaking news.
Yeah, that's ready?
Yes.
Breaking news. A city in South Korea just turned on its first network of roads that power electric vehicles as they drive. Do enough people own those for that to matter?
Getting there? I don't know.
The city of Gumi has electrified 15 miles of road. What's Gumi?
You don't know where Gumi is?
Yes, I do.
You're the news director. You should know where Gumi is.
I know where Gumi is.
Come
don't
on,
you
this
talk
is
to
breaking
me like
news.
That. I understand where Gumi
yeah.
is.
I don't know where Gumi is. I've never even heard of it. Is it like a town? It's like a city?
Well, it's G-U-M-I, so it's either Gumi or Gummy.
Oh, Gummy, Wisconsin!
Nope, it's in South Korea.
Or South Korea, you know.
It works by transmitting electricity through cables about a foot below the road by running power through the cables at a specific frequency. An electromagnetic field is generated. This sounds awful. It sounds dangerous. Sounds like explosions. Sounds like premises for future movies. Located underneath vehicles interacts with this field and generates a current, charging the vehicle's batteries. The city is currently only using the technology with a few electric buses. Waste of time.
What?
What? It's true.
You mean waste of energy? Yeah, it said waste of energy.
Okay. End time.
And moving on.
Breaking news. Four guys in Newport Beach, California were hauled off to jail for suspicion of stealing a sandwich from a parked car. The men made it a couple of miles down the road before they were caught with the $10 lunch.
Oh, okay. It was like, I thought somebody like made a sandwich at home. I'm like, come on, bro. You're really going to bust somebody. But a $10 sandwich.
Oh. That's from Subway.
Yeah, bro.
Someone stole my lunch too. Like, wait, are you joking right now?
That's my lunch, yo.
Don't mess with me in the middays.
Look, I'm eating healthy today.
You brought something?
I brought my own lunch.
Matt would be so proud.
Sack lunching it.
Good job.
Yeah, you know.
So proud.
Yeah.
I live like 2 minutes away, so I'm just going to go home for lunch.
For those of us who live really far away, I have to actually now start bringing my lunch. Man, that smelled good.
Yeah?
That did smell good. I need to remember that when I bring my lunch, this is why I never bring a lunch, because usually I'll snack on it, and then by lunchtime,
you're like, well, it's gone.
I don't have a lunch.
It's gone.
And so I have to, this is called discipline.
Yeah.
I'm just,
why don't you just bring
character.
An actual snack so you can have something to
I
snack
already
on.
Ate it. It was an apple, and the
that
plan
was breakfast.
Was, yeah, but it was going to be throughout,
no.
And I inhaled it on the way to work, and then yeah. I was just driving to work holding an apple core, because I'm like, I'm not throwing this out the window. That's illegal.
No, it's biodegradable.
What?
It's biodegradable.
It's still trash.
It's biodegradable.
You can't throw apple cores out of a car window.
Why has no one told me this? Do you know how many apple cores I've thrown out the window?
Stop talking. Incriminating yourself. Are you kidding?
I did not know, and it hasn't happened in a while.
Okay.
Just anytime I'm like, I don't want to hold this apple.
Did you just make that rule up? Oh, this is biodegradable. I'm planting a tree. Woo!
No, it's what I've been told since I was like 6.
Oh, man.
Anything that's biodegradable can just go right out the window. Paper.
Diapers.
Diapers.
They're biodegradable.
And I mean, that stuff, that waste is just going to go right into the ground anyway.
Exactly. Hello, fertilizer. Yeah. We're helping the environment. I'm just going to start throwing baby diapers out the window.
Yeah.
No! Man!
What is the big problem?
Wow.
Apples. Are you kidding me? I don't want to be holding an apple core.
Yeah, neither did I, but you know what? It's okay. I can still smell it on my hand. Yes. There you go.
Gross.
Any more breaking news?
Yeah, one more.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news. People from around England have been gathering in Birmingham for the first ever skunk beauty contest. The little black and white stink bombs have been dressed up in clothes and groomed like show dogs.
Oh, man. Nobody tell my brother about this. He wanted a pet skunk so badly for so long.
How cute. Wearing like a little tutu.
I finally talked him out of it, telling him that it was a wild animal, and if you try and keep them as a pet, it's just going to destroy those poor little things. They actually are dressing up skunks?
Yes. In little dresses, or like, I guess in like little tuxedos. It's really cute.
The pets that people have, dude.
Can you imagine having to cover that story?
I'm sure they descent them.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, descent them and totally inhumanely, like...
Which is what your brother was going to do.
Be domesticated. Yeah. Which is a terrible idea. Oh, I'm so glad my brother talked himself out of that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been awful.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh, sweet.
Criminals locked up in a prison in Brazil have a new way to win early release. Knitting. The jailbirds have been allowed to perform work knitting clothes for a local fashion designer.
That's cool.
The prisoners get a day off their sentence for every 3 days they knit. Wait. That means they don't have to really accomplish a lot, just as long as they're knitting.
Okay. They're dudes trying to knit. Do you honestly think it's going to work out well?
I don't know if you know this.
They're dudes in prison.
I don't know if you know this.
Not just dudes, they're dudes in prison. Okay.
I saw American History X. I know how this works out. So, here's the thing. Knitting is like the new hipster thing for guys.
No, I will never, ever. Mark my words. August 7th, 2013. I will never.
And tune in on August 8th when Mitch brings in knitting needles and yarn and teaches you how to knit.
I don't want to knit. What am I going
to
knit?
I just want you to hold the knitting needles.
I have multiple friends that knit. You knit. I got a hat for my birthday, a super rad hat that you fake knitted.
Fake knitted that for sure.
And then I got a blanket this week for Brody from Dawn, who really knits.
Yeah.
And so there you go. I don't need to knit.
Yeah,
if there's a zombie apocalypse, at least one of you is probably going to still be around. And chances are it's going to be Dawn because she looks like Andrea, who survived at least for a little while.
Oh, did she die?
Oh, you're not caught up. Oh, no! No, of course not.
What?
She's, hey, look, acceptance.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Dun, 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 dun. I could do this. Turn it down. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Good job, you.
Thank you.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
6:45,
which
means time
for
birthdays.
Morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Birthdays.
Nuh-uh.
Think I wouldn't be here?
totally had full confidence that you would be there.
I did.
219th day of 2013, which means 146 days left in 2013. Man,
until that party.
We're closer to 2014 than we are to 2012.
Wow.
Is there going to be a 2014 movie?
I don't know.
But
a lot of stuff going down in 2014.
No, yeah.
Like, not A-Rod.
Nah.
Yeah. I see what you did there because I know what happened.
Did you see what happened yesterday?
Which part?
The White Sox beamed him.
Oh, no.
And then the White Sox fans cheered.
Nice.
Not nice.
The pitcher hit him with the ball.
Like on purpose?
That's debatable.
Was I just using too much jargon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
didn't know what that meant.
I was like, did they throw beans at him?
Oh, something like man. That.
I'm from Moriarty. Pinto beans.
Called a baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's when a pitcher intentionally or unintentionally hits you with a baseball.
It's unclear, though, whether or not it was intentional.
Who do you think was the best at that? I say Joaquin Andujar.
Wow. Best at beaning people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Joaquin's thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well.
Let's move on.
Okay.
We're going into way too much jargon and stuff.
Cannon corn. Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
This is Seinfeld.
What's his name?
The Jurassic other... Park.
Oh! What's Newman. His face?
Yeah, he plays Newman.
He didn't say the magic word.
Yeah, but what's his real name?
I don't know.
His name is Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, I know, but what's his real name is, what's his first name?
Wayne.
He's also in
Wayne
Space
Newton.
Jam.
It's Wayne
Welcome
Newton.
To the Space
Wayne
Jam.
Newton.
It's Wayne Newton.
No, it's Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
He's in Space Jam.
Wayne Knight's birthday.
He is 58.
No. He's... Okay, hold on. Let me go back. Okay, Space Jam. I just watched that. That movie was big when I was, like, in second grade. So, second or third grade. And he looked like he was...
Music's
like,
gone.
40s. No, no, no. Hold on. 40, 64.
Or he's 58.
Dang it! You're
right. Is that
right.
What I said?
Yeah.
Oh, hey! I couldn't remember what I guessed.
You don't even deserve
to be. I just looked at you like a deer in headlights.
Is that what I said?
Oh, okay. He's 58. Wait, what are we doing?
You don't even deserve it.
I took allergy meds this morning. I feel awful. But I still guessed right.
Whatever.
Oh, X-Files. They just had their 20th anniversary celebration at Comic-Con. And David Duchovny and Julian Anderson were both there. And they showed up on stage together. And you could get your picture taken
was
with them.
Was that super awkward?
For only $200 a photo.
Or you
Did
could
you
just...
get it?
Who is
no.
it?
David Duchovny. Jillian Anderson.
It's David Duchovny's birthday.
Oh, yes!
Also in Californication.
Mulder! I love you!
Which I've never seen.
I've never seen it either. I heard...
I've just seen every episode of X-Files.
Yeah, X-Files. Let's stick with X-Files.
Yeah, down with that.
How old is he?
Oh, man. Well, if Wayne Newton's 58...
You said this... They
Wayne
just had
Knight.
Their, they just had their 20-year reunion.
Yeah.
And they had to have been in their 30s for that show, right?
52.
Too much math.
56.
53.
Oh, I didn't. I was just proving I didn't
You're
get
kind of close. You were kind of close.
I but
kinda.
I pulled my phone out and I wanted to prove that it wasn't because I got a text or anything. So.
Okay.
All righty. You won't get the theme, but I...
Paul Simon.
I found
it's
it anyway.
Paul
music.
Simon.
This is actually the Butler Senior High Choir. Because this is from public radio
acapella.
In Minnesota.
So it's K-R-K-K-N-P.
Humorist Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion is celebrating a birthday today. He's the host of Prairie Home Companion. Huge radio show. It's been on for years. Years and years and years. Public radio.
I'm not going to lie.
Who?
I love this kind of music. I have no idea whose birthday it is. 72.
78.
71.
Dang it.
Those were very
so close.
I'm kind of impressed.
Kind of.
All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, Steve will get this right away.
Lost.
Wow, Mitch.
I'm just copying him.
Pretty much. Also,
that's what you have to do every time you see the little letters fly across.
Also, the actor who plays Augustus Hill on Oz, which I don't watch either.
Malcolm...
Harold
Perrineau. Nope, just kidding.
Who
he played
that?
Michael Dawson on Lost.
He was Michael, yeah.
Is that...
See, he was Michael.
He's the one with the kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Walter was his kid.
That was awkward. That was so weird. Because he, like, Walter disappeared and then he came back, like, all grown up. But you're like, why is he all grown up? It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, good luck Walking Dead with Carl.
I know. My first thought when
all
I
right,
saw that.
So it's Harold Perrineau's birthday.
45.
50.
He was on Law.
50.
And he's 50.
Yes!
Wow. Good job.
Thanks.
He's 50. I'm 50.
What's that from?
What?
What's that from?
Are you serious right now?
I'm 50. What's that from?
You don't know what that's from?
No.
Molly Shannon, Saturday Night Live. Just go.
Oh,
can you
I didn't.
Get out.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, nope.
No!
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
I gotta lie down.
This is Hans Zimmer.
Okay, so Batman.
This is what was playing last week when I was pulling weeds in the backyard.
And actually, this actor is also on Boardwalk Empire.
Steve Buscemi.
No. No, he was in Man of Steel.
Oh. Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
He plays Zod.
General Zod.
He is 42 years old.
He is... No. Is he in his 40s?
I don't know. That's what I just said.
He's 40.
39.
Ah! Yes!
Should have gone with
your
gut.
That's what I was going to go for. That's what I was going to say.
From Panic at the Disco.
No. This song is on the Ultimate Halloween Collection. Spooky anthems for your haunted house.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No.
Why?
It's Tobin Bell's birthday.
What do you mean why? Because it's on a Halloween collection. Thought he was trying to be clever. Jamie Lee Curtis. She's in Halloween.
I see what you did there.
Mike Myers.
Yep.
Not Mike Myers. No, but Mike Myers.
I see what you did there.
It's Tobin's birthday.
Who?
Tobin who?
Tobin Bell from the Saw films.
Oh.
Is he in all
okay.
of them?
Okay.
He's kind of an old guy.
Oh, is he the Jigsaw?
Oh, okay.
Is he Jigsaw?
Yeah.
So he's not in all of them.
I've never seen any of these.
Because that dude died in like the third one.
Don't. Spoiler alert! What if somebody else wanted to ruin their life and their mind and their eyes by watching all the Saw films, even though they're like the worst freaking movies in the universe?
That's so funny!
These movies are terrible. I'm sorry.
How old is Tobin?
He is 67.
He is... he's 72.
He's 71.
Ah! Dang it!
Man, you were kind of close.
Close. You suck at guessing. Oh, so great. Oh, man, you're the worst. I'm just kidding. Good job.
Let's
you're
see.
So close.
Is that
way
it?
Closer.
No. Okay. A great list of movies, though.
Hmm.
Is there music playing? Okay, there it is. Okay. Let's see. From Hancock.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
That Thing You Do.
Tom Hanks.
Mighty Joe Young.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Yeah. Get this. And in the upcoming Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, I know. She's in the new Mad Max.
I think she was
Snow
just
White and the Huntsman. Prometheus.
She was the only good part of Snow White and the Huntsman.
It's true. She
My
was
wife
amazing.
Made me watch that movie. That is the worst.
And this is, we're hearing the terrible. Italian Job here in the background.
She's got a great list. Yes, Prometheus. Too bad they were like, hey, we don't know what to do with her character, so let's just drop a spaceship on her. I mean, she's like
the
smartest.
Oh, does she die?
She's like the smartest captain person
okay, so
on
how
this,
old
in
is,
this movie.
How old is Charlize?
She can't run left or right. She just has to run straight.
How
it's
old
Charlize's
is she?
Birthday.
She's tricky. She's tricky.
Yeah, she is.
Beautiful.
No, that's Run DMC.
Oh. Nope. Bad.
It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's trick to rock around, to rock around. Come on, Mitch.
No. How old
it's
is
it's tricky. You don't know Run DMC?
No.
I gotta go.
I know who that
Mateo,
is.
Mateo, if you're listening, come back.
I
miss you, bro.
Some people appreciate the fact that I don't know who Run... I don't know them.
Yeah, I'm sure some people do.
Okay, so it's Charlize Theron's birthday.
See, you're right, because you don't... She's elegant... She's beautiful. You don't
well,
want to insult her by saying she's
in,
like...
In Monster, she was not beautiful.
Right. True.
She's a great actress.
Yep.
She is a great actress.
She is a great actress.
She can
babies?
Make a really crappy movie seem less crappy, Snow White and the Huntsman.
How old is she?
30?
No.
Are you sure? Because she's adopting babies.
No, I was going to say 40s.
Okay.
She's been around for some time. She was the wife of the greatest actor in the universe, Keanu Reeves, in Devil's Advocate, which was 90s, right?
And what did she look like in that movie? How old did she look in that movie?
In her 20s. I'm going to say 44.
Okay, 42.
She's 38. She'd be so. She'd not be happy with you two. I'm going to tell Charlize Theron.
Well, I thought my math was right.
I'm so mad at you. I was going to say 30.
If it was 93, 03. No, you're right. You're right.
Okay, so we are to.
Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah.
On this date in history, the news was invented.
Hey. On this date, George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart. The song is dedicated to the Vietnam vets.
Oh, right.
It's walking on a thin line.
Wow. Well, we know that America wasn't even established as a country until when? 1780-something?
So I think. It's a decoration to recognize merit in enlisted men and non-commissioned officers. The Order of the Purple Heart.
1792.
No, wait. Oh, this is a lie, because 1776, obviously, we became a nation.
Yeah, but then
it wasn't
they wrote
until
everything.
The Constitution was established in, like, the 1780s, whatever.
So he had the first... When was he the president?
He died in 1799, by the way.
See? So
I said 92.
Okay.
1782.
Oh!
You're pretty close.
And that was before the Constitution.
Hey, you know what? Our history is getting way better. I'm glad that we have to guess this whole year thing, because it's making me pseudo-remember things.
All right, so on this date, country superstar Garth Brooks played to 750,000 people in Central Park, unless you asked his manager, who probably said it was over a million.
Looking back.
Wow.
On the memories.
You're scaring me, man. What date did Garth Brooks play in Central Park to 750,000 people?
Wait, what?
For a
year?
Yeah.
1997.
What'd you say?
97.
That's right, Mitch. 1997.
Yes, I'm right. You'd ever Am I right or wrong? Goodbye. Is that a joke?
No, you're right.
And now,
yeah, let's fix Steve-O.
The way that I would end.
Listen to your headphones. The way
it would go, our lives.
Okay, what?
Where it began.
Yes. Did you have to? You have to fix me with.
Yeah.
Is this truly just to fix me?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
On this date,
wait, did you hear that I got the year right?
On this date, way good back job. When Boston's Wade Boggs became the first player to homer. For his 300th hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Speaking of rad mustaches, they asked Don Mattingly yesterday if he was going to bring his back finally, because he's managing the Dodgers, and he said, not likely.
Oh,
says when your mustache turns all white, chances are you don't want to have that remembrance staring at you every day. That's what he said.
Something about is about to happen.
Just stellar mustaches in America, people. Yeah!
What year did Boston's Wade Boggs?
Still with Boston? He didn't play for the Rays yet?
Boston's Wade Boggs become the first player to homer in his 3,000th hit.
Here's 93.
Junk. I was going to have my uneducated. 97.
No. Should I give you another hint?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you another hint. I just thought of this, actually. I need to find it first.
So, does that last one count because I got it right?
Yeah.
Huh?
This is creepy.
Well, it won't be creepy long. What year was it?
Wow, is this Rhythm Nation?
Nope.
Who is this?
What is this?
Oh, come on.
Oh, 1999. It was obviously 1999.
It was 1999.
I do not get to play the Rooster music because that does not count.
This is
Party Like It's 1999. Okay, this is Prince.
So today is a particularly preposterous packaging day, a day to shine a light on difficult to open packaging.
Which I got
Which includes charcoal, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, dude, charcoal is.
Did you have any? Did you have any? Pack any gifts that were really difficult
to
open?
My record, which is good because it was like, hey, this can't bend or break or anything, so they put in this crazy container thing, but getting it open, it was like, I just want to open this!
Okay, so it's Professional Speakers Day.
Oh, nice.
It's Lighthouse Day.
Ooh.
And Lighthouse Day. We'll play a bunch of Lighthouse.
Raspberries and Cream Day.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. That is all.
All right.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Good morning.
I know this song.
Do you?
This version of this song. I'm sorry.
Do you?
I'm sorry that I didn't know the other version of this song.
Ran over to Sopo to grab some coffee, some breakfast, and had a big discussion about certain individual artists that you do not remember from childhood.
I was never introduced. How do I remember someone I never knew?
To Reverend Run?
Nope.
DMC?
Nope.
Well, it's just Reverend Run.
Mm-hmm.
The DMC was different. There's three.
Yeah. So. Got that.
Run DMC!
Nope.
The Beastie Boys?
Yeah, I know. I know their name. I know a few songs.
So, guess what? 7:21.
No, hold on.
We have to take a look at traffic. Is that slow enough?
Yeah, I guess, because there really isn't anything going on, since I know that this little dot that says there is construction work on Unser is false.
Yeah, that's full of lies.
There is no construction work on Unser. However, traffic is a little slow going by Paseo westbound.
Or east.
No, is that west? North,
that's
south,
east.
East, west. No, west. East, you're right. Sorry, I'm not in England.
Because we drive on the right side of the road here.
We're not in England.
Eastbound Paseo at
I-25.
Kind of jammed, as usual.
And that's the only bit of traffic there is
in
all
news.
Of Albuquerque. So there's your look at traffic.
Enjoy your drive to work this morning. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Yeah! That's how I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
you know,
good.
Something like that. I have good news!
You do?
You know, the great poet Heinz Ketchup once said, good things come to those who wait.
Uh-huh.
Keanu Reeves has come out on record.
Finally! I'm just kidding.
To state? Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow, bro. It's messed up. That's really super messed up. He's the greatest actor of our time.
No, he's not!
How dare you? Bill and Ted!
Oh, wow.
Not only is a third film actively in development, but Galaxy Quest director Dean Parasot has been tapped to direct it. Keanu said, quote, "We have a nice story. We'll see if anyone else wants to make it." End quote. That was in an interview with GQ. One of the plot points is that these two people have been crushed by the responsibility of having to write the greatest song ever written and to change the world.
Wait, I have a problem with that.
Why?
It's already happened. Tenacious D.
Yeah, except it wasn't the Wild Stallions, therefore it's still not the greatest song. It's the greatest song in the world that we know. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, they're going to write the greatest song of all time. So apparently the story goes that they are supposed to write the greatest song ever and change the world, but they haven't done it. So everybody's kind of like, hey, where's the song? The guys have drifted off into nothingness, lost their rock. He says, we go on this expedition, go into the future to find out if we wrote the song. And one future us refuses to tell us. And another future us blames us for their lives because we didn't write the song. So they're living this terrible life. In one version, we're actually in jail. In another, we're at some kind of highway motel and they hate us. End quote.
So I don't have to see the movie.
Yes, you do. I'm so excited.
I've never seen any of the other ones.
Stop talking right now. You're ruining your credibility in life.
You already knew that.
Oh, your credibility in life is ruined because you haven't seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, and I'm probably not.
It's all that matters in life.
Obviously.
Obviously not.
I'm so happy for you in this moment. In this specific moment, I am so happy.
I'm just...
for you.
I wish I could pretend like I wasn't, like, flipping out excited.
You're, like,
but when I read the story,
right now,
I started doing cartwheels.
I'm imagining you doing cartwheels right now.
You may or may not know this, but my entire life is modeled after Ted Theodore Logan.
No, I know. Hold on. Let me see. Look at that hair. Can you grow that hairstyle?
I could totally do that. I'm pretty sure I had that hair growing up, so... Yeah, Bill and Ted sequel. There have been a couple drafts. As of right now, they're waiting on the writers to come up with yet another draft, but they're all very excited. In fact, Alex Winter, who plays Bill S. Preston Esquire, said that the film was in the natural process of development.
The natural process.
It's happening! They said it was important to the team that they find a way to honor iconic comedian George Carlin's character. He played Rufus. He passed away in 2008, and so they really want to try and find a way to make sure they honor him well with the third film, Bill and Ted 3, or whatever they're going to call it, because there's not even a title for it yet. However, good news, rock and roll historians of awesome.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
It's happening. Bill and Ted 3.
You know, all I have to say about this is it's about time.
Right? I mean, it's the news we've all been waiting for.
Yep.
For... so long.
Yep, that's how I feel.
Man, when you say it like that, it's just really sad.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Phone for the whole family. On Static Radio.
Welcome. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
That's us.
It is Wednesday. We are halfway through the week, people.
We are.
I'm excited.
Halfway through. I saw that commercial you were talking about.
Ah, yes.
The camel commercial.
The hump day camel commercial.
It was pretty funny.
I know, right?
That was really funny.
Biggest question of the day. Keanu Reeves confirmed. Bill and Ted 3. You're welcome, America.
Oh, man. What movie?
What other movie from childhood would you love to see a sequel made for? It's going to be tricky. Bill and Ted 3, they're working on the script right now. They already have a director as the director of Galaxy Quest. Hilarity ensued in that movie.
Oh, can I say that I'm just a little bit offended right now?
Why?
Last night I tweeted something and Paul decided to make a comment back, and I knew I got the reference. He was talking about The Big Lebowski. Okay. And so I replied, "Dude." Uh-huh. And then Thebes replied back on Twitter. This is all Twitter, so you can see it if you want to. And he says, "There's no way Mitch just understood pop culture. I call Google search." I did not Google search that. I just knew.
That's funny.
I finally understood something.
Let's be honest, Mishers.
I don't know.
Anytime we talk like pop culture, especially from like my childhood, you weren't even around yet.
Yeah, but when I talk pop culture from my childhood, you also don't get it.
Yeah, that's because I was already too old to care about NSYNC. Static.
No one's too old to care about NSYNC.
Wow.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Oh, well, when you guys are on the radio, just great.
Hey, thanks.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve-O, you had just asked what movie from our childhood you'd like to see a sequel to.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Dark Crystal?
Of course!
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Trial by Stone! Yes, that would be amazing. I could play a Skeksis. I can do the voice. Oh, Gelfling, yes. Yeah, I could totally do it. I'm down. Mm. Sign me up. I'm in.
I know you could. I know you can do it, Steve.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too.
He was so encouraging.
I know. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That's right. Keanu Reeves has confirmed Bill and Ted 3. Not only is it happening, but they already got scripts. They got a director. Harrison Ford yesterday
got people either really excited or really bummed out when he said, no, I'm totally down. Let's do a fifth Indiana Jones. Because the fourth one, I mean,
was
right?
Spectacular.
Right? Anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Except this time they're like, no, Shia LaBeouf, just leave him out.
Yeah.
Leave him out of the script. He died.
Yeah.
In the movies.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on the conversation. We got to take a quick peek at traffic and more of your phone calls.
There is nothing happening on the roads of Albuquerque right now. It looks like it is
good.
Slow going both ways on Paseo near I-25 and a little slow going on, is that?
Unser.
Unser? On Unser, like by Montaño.
All right.
That's your look at traffic.
Incredible. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, talking about Bill and Ted 3, possible Indiana Jones 5, what movie from your childhood do you want to see made into a sequel? Static.
What about E.T.?
E.T. 2.
Ooh, what do they do with that?
I don't know.
Okay. All grown up, and they come back, and they visit him.
Drew Barrymore is in it.
They're all grown up, and they just like
they just
go
reminisce.
Hang out. They're like, remember that one time when you ate a bunch of Reese's Pieces? That was crazy.
I would like that.
E.T. 2.
Yeah.
Why not? Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Wow. E.T. 2.
Why not?
Yeah.
He went home for a while. Maybe he comes back for college. Huh?
E.T. comes back for college.
Yes.
Comes home for college.
E.T. goes to college.
On Earth. Maybe.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Katrina says Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
All right.
There's that one.
I never saw it.
Oh, me either.
Oh.
That's it. Do you want me to keep reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, what are you doing? There's like a bunch of comments.
Oh, Corey says The Goonies.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. It was called Super 8.
But did you know? No. Did you know that The Goonies weren't even popular until, like, it wasn't even a good movie? It didn't really do well at the box office?
I get that it didn't do well at the box office. I don't get that it wasn't a good movie because, like when I saw it as a kid, I didn't care that it bombed. I saw it at the movie theater and thought this was one of the best, worst movies ever. Because at the time, my mom was like, yeah, Goonies. And then she saw me watching it one time on VHS and was like, no!
What is this?
Oh, language!
Those are children!
I'm so sorry! I'm so sorry! Goonies.
Silverhawks?
That's a cartoon!
Yeah, okay, I've never seen it.
Okay. Static!
Hey, I got a combo movie for you. E.T. and Johnny Five from Short Circuit come back.
Yes, dude! Johnny Five is alive. You don't know Short Circuit? Wow. El DeBarge? I mean, come on.
In my oatmeal right now.
Wow. Thanks for the call, man.
Input.
Wow. Incredible. I'm just going to stop. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred. I still own that movie.
I have it, too.
Dude, Phoebe Cates.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Drop Dead Fred, too.
Drop Dead Fred, too. I'm willing to bet there was probably a really, really bad B-movie version of that already.
Probably,
but
I would say so, probably.
Stellar idea.
Drop Dead Fred, too.
Love it.
Okay.
Thanks
have
for the call.
Have a good day. God bless.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Do you remember Drop Dead Fred?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Sam says Better Off Dead.
Okay.
So does Jim.
Cusack.
Oh, Aaron says Never Ending Story.
Oh, they did that. They did like part 2 and part 3 and part terrible. It was awful.
Mark Wiggins says The Breakfast Club.
Oh, dude. What would they do? They're like, hey, so guess what? Got detention again.
You're going to stay here all day. And better not see you guys move around. And then
didn't Old Navy do like a Breakfast Club commercial where they revisited like some of the cast in detention still or something like that? Oh, I know that they did
that'd
something
be really
with some.
Funny. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello.
Hi.
All right. Hey, if you're going to call in, make sure you turn the radio down because you will confuse yourself.
Is that what was going on?
And us. Static.
The Iron Giant.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh. I can't watch that movie?
It's an awesome movie, though. How could they leave it just the way they did at the end of the first one?
Now, nerdy voice actor guy in me, one of the biggest reasons why that is one of my absolute favorite films is because the Iron Giant was played by Vin Diesel, and they didn't have to use any, like, voice modulation for
him. That was just his voice.
That was his voice.
Real voice. That's scary.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. If you watch some of the, like, behind-the-scenes stuff when he was in the studio filming recording his voice, it was pretty incredible.
That's incredible.
How about Harry Connick Jr. is, what was the guy's name? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember.
They need to do part two, Iron Giant.
How's it going in Las Cruces? We're back on the air.
Rock on, dude.
Woohoo!
We missed you guys. We're glad to be back.
We miss you, too. You're back on. Oh, Matthew says Hulk 2.
Hulk 2?
There's too many Hulks.
They're going to have another Hulk, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, he said the first one didn't count. Anyway, we got to go. We're glad to be back on the air. Rock on, dude.
Rock on. All right, Las Cruces shout out. Love it. Static.
Bueller.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Telling you.
Needs to happen.
Got
to
get Matthew Broderick back.
That'd Bueller. Be
cool. What does he do? Take a day off of work?
No. Here's a good idea. Here's a good premise.
Stay on work.
He's got a kid who's in high school who's trying to get away with the same things, but being that he's Ferris Bueller and already knows the antics, his kid's got to try and, I don't know.
But his kid outsmarts him.
You're welcome.
And who is his kid played by?
I don't know.
His kid is played by... Who is his kid played by?
I don't know.
We have to think about this right
Do
now.
Do we really right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Matthew Broderick's son.
Okay.
Never
Would
mind.
Be played by...
I have no idea.
Zac Efron.
Zefron, yes.
I have no idea.
No.
I don't care that much. 505-338-3700. Static.
We'll see with... It's Mark Wiggins. Good morning.
Hey, Wiggins. What's up?
With Bueller, he could be trying to get a day off work, but his kid is messing it up because he's trying to stay home from school, and if he stays home from school, then he's got to stay home and watch him, so it's kind of like a spy versus
like
spy.
Like father, like son. Yes.
And then in the Breakfast Club, they could either all be adults who get in trouble at work, or it could be like really touching, and they can understand what their parents went through because now they have kids because, you know, they're old.
Dude.
This has got all sentimental.
I know.
Sentimental. It was tough. That was a tough movie to watch to see what, now that I'm older, it's like, how did my parents do it? My God.
Yeah.
There was seven of me.
It was unreal.
Unreal. Good job, guys. God bless.
God bless you, too. Hey. Fireman Wiggins.
Travo says, we need another Back to the Future.
Oh, man.
So many of those. Steve says, Goonies 2. No, Steve-O, not Twoonies. Toonies. Another Back to the Future trilogy, Breaking 3, Mad Max 4, which is happening,
yep.
And Kroll 2.
Dude, I have not seen the series. Paul in Houston just sent me something that just blew my mind.
Uh-oh.
How about this one? There's a theory that Ferris Bueller was just a figment of Cameron's imagination.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a lot of them here. Big Trouble in Little China? Oh, yeah. Play your cards right. Live to tell about it. Big Lebowski 2 for you. That one goes out to you.
Thanks.
How about Spice World 2? That's your generation.
It is my generation. That movie was awful. I knew as like a fourth grader that movie was terrible.
Yes, dude. Hey, how about Howard the Duck 2?
Nope.
And Paul and myself are in total agreement that we would be at the movie theater with thieves catching Kroll 2 because come on! Oh. I'm just saying. Tell me you remember Kroll. Please don't ruin my life by telling me you don't remember that terribly awesome fantasy, sci-fi, mythical, amazing B-movie of greatness.
I remember Kroll.
And it had the blades, and it was like a ninja star.
It was that movie where they had the blades.
Came back to you.
And the ninja, there was like a boomerang. The ninja star just came back to you.
It wasn't a boomerang. It was like a ninja star.
And it came back to you like a boomerang. The blades would come
cool.
out.
Cool. Who was in that movie that is actually really, really famous and has trouble keeping his daughter around?
It's actually... Angelina Jolie's dad.
Oh, John Voight. That is incorrect. I'm sorry. The answer we're looking for is... Liam Neeson!
It's Liam Neeson.
Man.
Oh, Taken. I get it.
All right. We were talking about pretty much the greatest news in history.
To you.
I giggle. my real and fake favorite actors of all time. Harrison Ford and Keanu Reeves. Guess which one's real? Actually, if I'm being honest, there's probably both real. I don't care what anybody says. I love Keanu Reeves. Okay. Keanu Reeves announced that not only is Bill and Ted 3 for reals happening, they already have scripts. They already have a director. Harrison Ford saying yesterday that he's down with the fifth Indiana Jones. Let's make it happen. I'm 71 years old. Let's do this. Harrison Ford is 71 years old.
And he's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like, he's still wanting to do these movies.
Yeah, he's intense. 70. Yeah, multiple tents. He lives in them.
Intense.
Yeah.
Tense.
So stoked.
Yeah. It's going to be real.
Childhood nerddom at its finest.
For you.
We asked the question if they could make a sequel of any movie from your childhood. What would you want to see made into a sequel?
See, I realize why this is so difficult for me. Because when I was a child, that's all they were doing was making sequels to movies. So I was like, Jurassic Park, oh wait.
They did that.
Yeah.
And there's rumors of four. No, they're working on the fourth.
Oh,
alleged.
Yeah, I don't know how many there are. But
there's three.
Oh, I only saw the first and second.
You didn't see Jurassic Park 3?
No.
Sam Neill comes back?
Nope.
There's, like, water stuff and, like, flying stuff.
Yeah, no.
And it was really like, hey, let's take stuff from the other book and we'll make it a third movie.
Nope. Done.
Have you ever read Jurassic Park, the book?
No.
Jurassic Park, the book, and I realized the movie was, like, crazy awesome achievement.
Yeah.
The book is incredible.
I watched it in 3D when it was in theaters not too long ago. And all I'm thinking the entire time was, wow, this was early 90s.
Yeah.
This was early 90s, and it's still amazing.
Yep.
So good.
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Princess Bride?
Oh.
Follow the new pirate, Dread Pirate Roberts, and have more adventures. I think that would be sweet.
That's a really good idea, because I was thinking, what would you do with that? Because Buttercup and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Follow Dread Pirate Roberts. That is such a great idea.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I'm glad you like it.
Kudos you. That was good. All right. God bless you. Have a great day. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
I think they should make a sequel of Nacho Libre.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Joey, somewhere in the universe, just like high-fived you. That was awesome.
I met a kid in Mexico named Nacho.
Are you serious?
Named Nacho.
Oh, were you stoked?
Yes, I was like, Nacho!
Nicely done. Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Looks like Bill and Ted 3 finally happening for those of us who are fans of rock and roll music and just awesomeness.
Yeah. So happy for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
it's a big day.
Yeah,
it's
Sam
a big day.
On Facebook says The Incredibles, which they totally left that
they
open
really,
for a second one. Why haven't they done that? Maybe they're just in due time.
I'm still waiting for the sequel to Unbreakable, because M. Night wrote that as a trilogy, and Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson have both said, hey, we should go back and finish that trilogy.
He's like, wait, I got to make a bunch of crappy movies first.
Yeah.
And then this is what he's doing right now.
Unbreakable is still one of my favorite
His
movies of all time.
His birthday was yesterday.
M. Night?
Uh-huh.
I know. R.I.P. good movies, M. Night.
Well, I really liked Devil, to be honest.
Yeah. I didn't see After Earth, but everyone that's all I've gotten from everyone who did see it, like... Dude, no.
Just don't.
No.
Don't
it's
even,
at the Dollar Theater.
Don't even wait.
When Mateo was here.
Fast.
When Mateo was here, I was like, dude, it's at the Dollar Theater. He's like, I'm not spending a dollar on that. I'm like, okay, well, I guess. Wow. That is really telling about how much people really care about that movie.
Yeah,
so,
no.
I think it's already out of the Dollar Theater.
Yeah, that was fast.
Just pretty terrible.
Which is really funny to me because
poor dude.
I don't know if I feel bad. That movie just didn't look good.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. What movie from childhood would you like to see made into a sequel?
Transformers versus the G.I. Joes. That's what Matthew on Facebook says. Okay, Matthew.
What?
And then he also says Thundercats versus G.I. Joes.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, it could happen.
Why are you laughing? That could happen.
Totally. Steven says Caddyshack.
All right. Didn't they make a Caddyshack too?
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they made a Caddyshack too.
Josh says the live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, don't worry, they're doing that right now.
And Michael Bay, right?
Yeah, Michael Bay and Megan Fox.
Which they promised to like never work together again. And yeah. There they are.
Never say never, apparently. Static!
I think they should make Spaceballs into a sequel.
Actually, little known fact, Rick Moranis recently came out and was talking about Spaceballs, and they had written a sequel for Spaceballs that never took off. It was called Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2.
That is funny.
But it never gained traction, and I'm really, really sad about that because that would have been a stellar sequel.
It could still happen.
Yeah.
And Michael on Facebook agrees with many other people on Facebook, the Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, you guys.
What movie do you want to see made into a sequel? Let us know.
It's time.
It is. Been talking about it this morning. Pastor Stevie in studio. Welcome to the show.
Pastor Stevie.
Thank you guys.
Pastor Stevie.
Sounds so fun.
That's what the children's call you.
It is.
Yep, that's what the teenagers call me. Yes, sir.
Dude, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, man. We're excited. We got a cool event going. And
yeah.
So.
We got to hang out over at a television station. Randomly.
All at the same deal.
Yeah, it was very, very cool to get ready for this amazing event happening Sunday, which we'll talk about, Cuts for Kids, and Kevin coming in studio on Friday, actually, to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
But you guys are having, like, a pre-party of awesome back-to-school bash of crazy.
Tonight.
Going down
yes,
tonight.
Yes, tonight. So this is kind of the prequel to some of what they're doing this weekend with his organization, Dream Big, and it's tonight at 6:30 at the Switch at Legacy Church. It's the youth ministry there, and it's going to be wild. I mean, we brought in Jefferson Bethke, who most everybody knows from his YouTube videos and his spoken word poetry. Yeah. He's phenomenal.
When we kicked off Static Radio, we had his spoken word on Static rocking through, so people probably would recognize just from that. Yeah,
his stuff.
His spoken word is incredible.
Man, he's like the best.
Yeah.
I mean, you're excited. I'm excited.
So he's doing that. And then we have they're called the We Live as Kings Collective. They're from Collision Records.
Okay.
That's Swoop, Alex Faith, and Chris on Gray. They're going to be doing an after party. So we have this sweet service with Jefferson Bethke.
Yeah.
Doing some stuff. Real high energy.
Yeah.
We call it Club Jesus because it looks like the club when you walk in a little bit. It's kind of wild and crazy.
Yeah.
And then we've got a sweet after party with those guys.
All right.
So it's going to be kind of a whole night of just craziness.
And the best part is you're throwing down this pre-party, if you will, for what's going on Sunday. And back to school bash and free 50 free.
Oh, yeah, free all day. Pretty much everything we ever do is free. We don't,
just huge, man. It's amazing. Talk a little bit about, for those who don't know, about what you guys do over there with these big events. Because, you know, last time we were talking, it was like, man, and we're doing these hip-hop shows, and we're doing all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, how have we not hung out before? How have we not gotten together? Yeah. Because you're bringing in people like Tadashi. You're bringing in people that we play part of the surge, part of the hype, big hip-hop community here. And you guys are throwing down these free events where we're seeing people give their life to Jesus, which is what it's all about. So talk a little bit about that, the vision and what you guys are doing with these different hip-hop shows and the event tonight, the purpose of the event.
Well, you know, the Switch kind of was birthed when I became the youth pastor. At the time, I mean, my dad's a pastor of the church.
Yeah.
So that's where the Pastor Stevie comes in. It differentiates and when that was birthed, you know, my vision was just to see lost kids saved.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see church kids doing the ministry to get lost kids saved.
Yeah.
And so we kind of went off of Corinthians 15:10, where it says, I am what I am by grace. So that's our motto, is we are who we are by grace.
Yeah.
And it kind of became this huge deal. We started with 90 students. Now, on a weekly basis, we're upwards of 500 to 1,000 teenagers every single Wednesday,
man,
as well as a Tuesday night at our East Campus. So we thought, okay, what's a way we can reach even more lost kids every so often? Because you can't do these huge, crazy events. I mean, the money, there's not enough money to go around.
As much as you would love to do crazy shows all the time, I mean, we're a radio station. Mm-hmm. I would love to do concerts like every single day. Unfortunately,
seriously,
that costs.
And then being able
to
do it free is even more difficult.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted to do was be able to combine our two campuses and really get them just reaching reaching lost kids. You know, even give some of the other churches around our area an opportunity that if they, you know, a kind of a less intimidating night to just say, hey, bring your students and we'll just minister about Jesus. Yeah. And hopefully it excites them to go back to your youth ministry to blow that up. Because, I mean, it'd be great if all the youth ministries in the city run 1,000. I mean, that'd be crazy. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm great with that. I love it. If we're reaching people for Jesus, we're reaching people for Jesus. And so that was kind of our vision. And so we've been doing these big events, you know, really haven't done too many yet, only a few. This is one of our first real trial runs with the hip-hop guys with the after party.
And
you know, the buzz has been crazy. The kids are super fired up and passionate about it, and so I'm like, man, we might have found something here. So when we do our big events, you know, 3, 4, 5 of them a year, we'll start bringing in some of these different guys to kind of give the after. It's just that extra little thing, you know, after a service, because after a while everybody's been to enough services, and so it's like you can come to service and then we've got something extra, just almost like as a throw-in for him, really. And so that's kind of the vision, is just to see as many lost kids as we can come to Jesus on these nights and either get plugged into our youth ministry, or if a youth pastor brings some, that they get, you know, with him to where he can go reach more people in his area.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the vision behind our big event.
Tonight's going to be cool because, as you said, very special all around. The service, the spoken word is just going to be... I'm a big fan, Levi the Poet, local in Albuquerque, who, you know, currently out on tour doing some crazy things. But spoken word is one of those outlets, one of those avenues that it doesn't have a crazy platform, and yet it's one of the most powerful forms of ministry, in my opinion. And so tonight, you guys have this crazy cool message, some rad spoken word. You got an after party hip hop show, and it's all free. It's incredible. 6:30. At the Switch at Legacy. We're going to link it to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you're already there, if you already dig us, you can check out the links there, but you can go straight to it as well, facebook.com/theSwitchABQ. And this is all part of a ginormous back-to-school thing going on this weekend at the State Fairgrounds coming up Sunday. Our dear friend Kevin, who with Dream Big, he'll be coming in Friday morning to talk a little bit more about it. But how did you guys get connected originally?
Well, we randomly went to a Tadashi and KB concert at Victory Outreach. And Aaron, my associate youth pastor, had played basketball with him the day before, because we'll play basketball some at UNM with some of the coaches and stuff. You know, our church sponsors some stuff, so we go play some. And they happened to play together one day. We're at the concert, and Aaron's like, hey, I know that guy. He's a big, tall guy. I know him. And I'm like, well, who is he? Randomly, we start talking outside, freezing cold.
Yeah.
Talking outside, and he's talking about all these youth events he wants to do. And we start telling him, well, here's who we're already reaching. Here's the amount of teenagers we already are reaching, and here's kind of what we've done.
Yeah.
You know, because we had already done the event last year with Diego Sanchez, where we had like 3,500 kids there. Yeah. It was crazy.
Great friend of the ministry here. I love
Diego. And so,
man.
Yeah, Diego's a great guy. I was talking to him just the other day. And so through that, he was like, oh, man. You know, he was talking about, you know, I've been looking for something with my nonprofit that, you know, is reaching teenagers. And he's like, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. You guys are already doing it. So it was almost a natural fit there.
Man, APD's involved.
Oh, everybody.
His
brother is the interim chief now, you know, Alan Banks. And so it's kind of, you know, I got to get out of speeding tickets free. I told Kevin I needed that. I don't
just
know
have
if
to say that name. Nope. Him.
Yeah, exactly.
Say his name.
I'm sure
But he's the boss. He's the boss. So you never know, I guess. On that one, you know. So
incredible. Yeah, it's amazing. APD involved as well. Cuts for Kids, an incredible program. Just the craziest part for me, talking to Kevin, because he's one of the most humble dudes in the world, talking to him about Dream Big and this incredible organization. They're doing haircuts, they're giving out backpacks, they're doing all these amazing things for the children in the Albuquerque area, whether homeless, less fortunate, just like the needy. Well, I was talking to him about it. He has a job, a full-time job. He's working. He doesn't make a single penny off of any of this. It's just out of the abundance of his heart, he wants to serve. He wants to help, and that's what it's all about. So when we started talking about these big events and what is going down on that side of town, that's where my kids go to school. Coors and Sage, you know, is where the school that my kids attend. And so I know that area, and I see the broken families, and I see the drug addiction, and I see the crazy abuse of, man, many different chemicals and many different substances. Oh, yeah. And to see what's going on and to see you guys throwing down these crazy free hip-hop shows for the sole purpose of, man, one, having fun, and most importantly, sharing Jesus Christ, sharing that hope only found in Jesus. What's not to love about it? So.
And it's a community that really needs it over there, and that's what we're doing. Yeah. And I just love those kids. You know, yeah. They come in as they are, and that's how we are. Cool. You know, we're not gonna kick you out the door because you don't look like a church kid.
Right.
You know, we're okay with that. And our church kids have become okay with that. And it's been fun to watch them get to love on kids that don't look like them at
That's
times,
amazing.
Don't talk like them, don't think like them. Mm-hmm. And then seeing them become church kids that are now serving God, and they're serving in different areas of the church and on Sundays and our children and just different things.
Yeah.
And it's cool connecting with Kevin because he doesn't come to our church. He goes to a different church.
Yeah.
And so it's just cool seeing the unity with Kevin there. And he's become like family with Aaron and I. I mean, Aaron's the MC of the event this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Pastor Aaron's like MCing it. I think you might be doing a little help with
him
there.
I'm not sad. Sure. We got the digital age, so I'm like, oh man, digital age. I got to do digital age and digital age, which is still going to be an amazing event as well. But yeah,
So Aaron will be doing that. So it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's just a great, you know, it's just reaching young people.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
That may not be reached otherwise.
It's cool to see, and I talked about this a little bit. After the big event meeting, because the meeting was at TBN, and I know nothing about TBN, and my first thought of TBN is white suits and crazy, like, hey, everybody, if you just give us your
that's
money right now.
That's all he talked about.
And that's
beforehand.
All I talked about.
And
I was like,
back,
so
was
nervous.
Like, and he came back, he's like, that's not what it was. This was amazing.
I walked in there like, oh man, I'm not going to have to like give them, are they going to pass a plate? Am I going to have to, like, what's about to happen to me? And honestly, I walked out of there convicted and a little changed, in a sense that I think we all have these little subcultures. Christianity in and of itself is already a subculture, and then you've got it broken down into this church subculture of, well, I'm part of this church, and I'm part of this church, and I'm part of this club, and I'm part of that club, when really we are all part of a greater body of Christ, and why can't we unite? And yeah, there's some things that we're going to differ on, but you know what? The main focus is Jesus Christ, and as long as that's the main focus and reaching the lost, why are we not working together? Why are we not more united? And I'm stoked for these big events.
Cool. Cindy's a great lady.
She's
over there.
Amazing.
She's awesome.
Man.
She became super tight with us, and she got JCTV to help sponsor one of our events,
which is cool.
And so that's how I ended up on JCTV, and so now I'm going back out there in September to host one of their top three shows.
That's
so
cool.
It's pretty cool.
You got to get the Colonel Sanders white suit. Hey, take everybody
well,
out.
You know, hey, so going out there, I thought I was a little nervous going out there, thinking, oh man,
am I dressed correctly?
But it was super chilled out.
Right.
I mean, it's very youthy. It was fun. You know, it was their fundraiser time. So it's good.
That's
it's rad.
And you see their love for Jesus, too.
And
just
that's
wanting
it.
To show young people Jesus.
Yeah.
Meeting
Cindy, it was one of those moments of, wow, you know what? God is using us in different areas, reaching different audiences, different people, but you know what? It's all for the same purpose of Jesus Christ. It's the same purpose of letting them know, letting the world know that there is hope, there is redemption, there is restoration. You can come to the Father. You can stare at the face of God because Jesus died for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Tonight, back to school bash.
6:30.
6:30.
At the Switch at Legacy.
All free.
Yes,
sir. You want to see some spoken words, some hip-hop. It's going down tonight, 6:30 p.m. Details, as I said, facebook.com/theswitchabq. It's linked to our Facebook page as well, so you can check it all out there. Pastor Stevie, it's good to have you in here, man.
Hey, thanks for
thanks
having me.
Thanks for coming
me.
In
we're,
and kicking it.
Yeah.
Right, it's fun. We're having fun. We're just having fun.
Anytime you got a free hip-hop show, let us know.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
On Static Radio.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you.
Welcome to the show.
Just before 9 o'clock, it is Wednesday, which means Shock Therapy Live.
In T-minus 13 minutes.
That's right. Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig and myself. It's your one-hour call-in show. What do you want to talk about?
You got a few emails.
Yes.
But you guys can always have more.
Yes, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the place to be.
Yeah.
If you want to get in an anonymous question,
yes, it's true. Or you can call in during the live show.
Let's be honest. Shock Therapy Live, we talk about some pretty heavy issues, get some crazy questions about what's going on in people's lives. And a lot of times, It's it can be embarrassing. It can be scary. It can be hard.
But if you want to get the questions answered properly, it's good to have more information to be live.
It is good to call in. The phone lines will be open this morning, 505-338-3700. But if you would like to keep it anonymous, we will respect your privacy. Mm-hmm. We will keep you anonymous. studio@mystaticradio.com, the email address. You can ask your questions for Shock Therapy Live and Pastor Nate. And that is pretty much coming up soon.
Real soon.
However, time to say goodbye to one co-host.
That'd be you.
But, oh, me?
Yeah.
Dang, I was going to say goodbye to you.
Why? I'm not going anywhere.
Because you said one, you didn't say why.
You'll be back 10 to 2 today.
I will be.
Anything crazy?
So crazy. So crazy.
You should talk about what was found in that dude's attic.
I'm going to.
Okay. Here's the deal. That's the ultimate tease because I'm not going to tell you anything more than that. But if you think your summer spring cleaning was crazy, just wait.
Just wait, because you did not find this in your attic.
No, you did not. It's pretty amazing. So that's going down a little later today with Mitch.
Yes.
Good job, you.
Yes, sir.
So what'd you learn today?
Today I learned that there is a free event going on at The Switch.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight.
Hip hop.
6.
Spoken word, 6:30.
30. That's what I meant.
That's right.
That's what I learned. And I also learned that there are plenty of movies that I need to watch.
Yeah, still. Kroll, hello.
Yeah, there are plenty of movies I need to even hear of.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, hello.
Yeah.
I put that on my iPad, actually, so that you could watch it on your lunch break.
Really?
I really did.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you what movie I did watch, though?
Only if it's a good one.
Anchorman.
Okay.
I watched that.
Had you never seen it?
Nope.
I'm not recommending that to anyone.
I was like, oh, so this is what I'm supposed to... Okay. Cool.
Yep.
That's what I watched. And
you watched that over like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? What's wrong
with you? Yeah, it was free. It was free on TV.
So, oh, there you go. Did you see it at least like TBS style or something where it was edited a little bit at least? It's good. I learned today that Keanu Reeves is stoked about Bill and Ted 3. And a script is in the works. They've already got a director, and this movie is happening. I've learned that Indiana Jones 5 is still alive, and that people love really good movies from childhood.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Kroll. I'm looking at you, Drop Dead Fred.
The Goonies.
Drop Dead Fred was such a terrible movie.
Oh, my gosh. It really was.
Okay, I got that movie for free on DVD from a pizza joint that at the time was like, hey, buy any large dot-a-dot pizza and get one of these crappy DVDs for free. And I'm like, Drop Dead Fred, heck yeah, I'll buy your pizza.
And then you bought it, ate it, and now you have this DVD.
And I have this really terrible, like, sleeved DVD of Drop Dead Fred that I was like,
yeah. Probably stole
what,
this.
What? Thanks, Papa. Thanks, bro.
That's a funny thing.
You the man,
thing.
John. So anyways.
We learned a lot today.
We really did.
We had a pretty intense day of learning.
If you missed any part of the morning show, you can podcast it, mystaticradio.com.
Truth.
And coming back, Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You can get your questions in now. studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll see you guys again manana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Peace. A singer in a snow cave.